Want to win every hand and in fewer rounds? I thought anyone guaranteeing a win was impossible, but I'm here to share an amazingly simple way anyone can do that. Hey guys, I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now with another talk to help you hone your Wordle skills. Now, I was chatting with my brother the other day and he casually mentioned that he won most Wordle hands in 3 rounds. Not only that, he said he hasn't ever lost a game. Now, I knew he wasn't lying or cheating because that's just not his style, but 3 rounds and never lost a round. So I asked him how he did it and he shared his technique. Thanks, Ron. When he shared it, I was a little bit dubious, but when I thought about it, I realized that he was 100% right. So what is the technique that will allow you to win every hand and win them in only a few rounds? Simply play at the hard level. Now, I'll tell you how to do that at the end, but before we get to that, let's analyze his approach. How can playing at the hard level guarantee a win? And I have to tell you, as I said, I was dubious when he first said this. So let's consider 2 very important facts. Number one, and this is really important, Wordle only lets you put in real words. So you can't make up a word to test a letter or two that you'd like to try out. So that's fact number one. Fact number two is that when you play at the hard level, once you identify a letter and have it in the correct place, you must use it there in every guess moving forward. So that kind of limits you, or certainly limits me in my creativity. But to demonstrate, I want to share with you a solution on a hand that I played a few days ago. Now, side note, before I go through this, when I got the answer correct in 3 guesses, yesterday the WordleBot told me, impressive. Today it told me, nice guess. I don't know what it's going to tell me tomorrow. Okay, so let's take a look. I decided because I was going to play this at the hard level to test out his theory that I'd start with crane, C-R-A-N-E, which seems to be the word that the WordleBot likes the best. So I put it in. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that A and N were part of the solutions. Not only were A and N in part of the solutions, but they had to go in the 3rd and 4th slot. So I now, what am I going to pick for my second word? I wanted to pick a word with ST in it because I know they're pretty common letters and I hadn't used them yet. So ST, I ended up with stand. I could have put stamp in, but anyway, I picked stand. And that told me that the T was the correct letter. So for my third choice, then I thought about it for a little bit. I realized that if T was in the first position, I kind of had run out of letters to put in the second position that made sense. So I put it in the last position. And as you can see, plant was the right guess. And today, as I said, the WordleBot told me nice guess. Now, I just want to share with you some numbers from the WordleBot because I think it helps narrow down why I said that if you use this approach, you can be guaranteed almost to win every hand you play. So you can see when I put in the first word, the crane, WordleBot said there were 16 solutions. Well, you only have 6 guesses, so 16 certainly isn't a guarantee, but this is a big one. When you make your second guess, you have to leave the A and the N in the right, in the correct place. When you make your second guess, that's going to really narrow down your choices. And as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, I picked stand as my second choice. And what it told me is, in addition to the A and the N, the T was the correct letter, just not in the second place where I had it. And at that point, there were only 4 solutions left. So, the biggie, if you, at this point, I couldn't lose. As long as I could, you know, come up with real words in the English language, I could not lose because I had 4 chances and 4 letters. And you can see as you narrow it down, if you play this way, it is just about impossible to lose. Now, I know somebody's going to chime in that they did this and they lost at one point, but I think your odds are tiny, 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 tiny that you won't get it. Okay. Before I tell you how to play at the hard level, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's free and you can unsubscribe at any time. And by the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. What and when do we post? Tuesdays and Thursdays are for accounts payable stuff and payment stuff, some fraud stuff. And on Saturdays, we post about my newest obsession, Wordle. And we've got some pretty interesting topics planned for the next few weeks. So I hope you'll come back and join us on Saturdays or Sundays, which seem to be a popular day. Now, I told you I was going to tell you how to play Wordle at the hard level, and it's pretty simple. One thing, and this is a biggie, you must select that you want to play it at the hard level before you start the hand. Can't do like I did a few days ago. After I put my first word in, I decided, oops, I forgot I wanted to play at the hard level. It won't let you change it. So how do you change it? So when you go onto the Wordle screen to play your game, you'll see something like I have shown on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. If you're just listening on the podcast, there are a number of things. And at the top right, there's a little setting bar symbol. And you click on that, and when you click on that, it gives you a few things that you can select. You can select to play at the high, hard mode, a dark theme, high contrast, etc. And so you just click on the hard mode, close the settings, and go on your merry way. Now, you want to know more about this Wordle bot that I've been talking about? We did a video on it, and we'll link to it as well as our Wordle playlist in the show notes below. And on YouTube, a link to both will appear. As always, we appreciate those thumbs up, those comments, those shares, and those subscribes. Good luck, everybody, and happy Wordling.